This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Well, hello there, and welcome back to The Jump. Today's episode is going to talk a little bit about meditation. Now, most of my coaching clients, most of my coaching clients, at least, are age 37 and up, finance and law, and super busy, and everyone hates meditation. So this is kind of like a meditation thing. This is a meditation riff for someone who hates meditation and or is like, the fuck do I have to do this, Dawn? Okay. So one of my favorite apps for meditation is an app called Headspace, because Andy Puticomi, he makes it really palatable. He can, you know, there's only two or three voices. I'm extremely sensitive and in tune with sound. So if I can't connect with someone's voice, the tone of their voice, I'm gone. I don't know why that's just kind of like how I was built, basically. And so I trust Andy because of his voice and also because he's the founder of Headspace. But he is a meditation teacher. And at the age of 22, he moved to Nepal and became a monk. And then he ended up in Moscow. Then he left Moscow and went to London. And after that, he actually, during that time, he also learned a lot about neuroplasticity and meditation. And what is meditation? Meditation is basically, it's training awareness, right? That's all it is. Meditation is training awareness. Now, when you're more aware of your thoughts, you have more choice and therefore more control over them. Let me repeat that, because it's a really important point about meditation. It's not woo-woo. It's not something some yummy mummy who doesn't have to work and lives off her husband does like all day, although there's plenty of those. Meditation is training awareness of your thoughts. And by gaining awareness, you have more choice. And by having more choice, you have more control over your thoughts. And if you control your thoughts, if you can kind of move with the flow of traffic of your thoughts, well, not move with, direct the flow of traffic of your thoughts, you can impact your emotions and your performance, your emotions, your performance, everything. So meditation is training awareness so that we don't feel so overwhelmed by all of the things that are going on in our brain. We live in an insane society. It is insane. It is insane. The TikToking is insane. I fucking love it. I'm a human being. Here I am. I love the dancing. But it is insane that all of us have these smartphones in front of us, constantly looking for connection through a digital device versus actually having that. I'm currently in a studio and it's a photo studio near a highway, so just bear with me. But we're all trying to connect to each other through a digital device versus actually being with each other. And in fact, when we are with each other in the same physical space, we're still looking at our digital device because we're so distracted by it. That's insane. Politics is insane. The fact that we don't have a freaking female president in America and these two guys are in their 80s and they're the best that our presidency can do. I can't jump down the rabbit hole of politics right now, but it's America is insane right now. A cup of coffee with anything other than cow milk for $10 is insane. And I say this without judgment. Women putting fake things into their boobs so that they feel good about themselves, when we know that there is such a thing as breast implant illness, and there's like over 500,000 women in Facebook group, like talking about all of the illnesses that they have from breast implants. I mean, I just, honestly, I love breasts. I do. I think I'm straight, but who knows? It's insane. It's insane that we put these things into our body knowing that what they can do to us potentially. It's insane. I can't even talk about guns in America. I can't talk about it because I'll cry and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart what is going on with America and guns and children. It's insane. So we live in an insane world. Now, am I making a case yet for meditation? Got to get your brain to quiet itself in a world of insanity. And how important that is. How it will impact your biochemistry. How it will lower the toxins flowing through your system. Because all of us, especially over 38, when you start to get really stressed, you actually produce a ton of toxins in your body. That's why you start to get diseases. Disease. This connection there. Joe Dispenza talks about a lot, but he's not the only one. Tons of incredible functional health doctors, world-renowned doctors, like New York Times bestseller authors, speak about the physical impact on your internal chemistry of stress. So I'm not saying meditation is the be-all, end-all, and it may or may not be for you. If it isn't, I'd definitely recommend just fucking getting a walk in every single day for at least an hour, because we all have our own path. But I'm saying give meditation a second chance, especially if you're cynical, because what it's doing is it's helping with the overwhelm. It's really about being in the moment. It's about slowing down your breath. It's about being aware of how the floor feels beneath your feet, how your clothes feel against your back. It's slowing all of this down, all of it, all of the madness, all of the constant pushing, all of the looking at your texts, all of the WhatsApping, all of the Zoom. It's slowing it all down. A lot of meditation is just sitting down with a very busy, very cantankerous mind. And yes, difficult and troublesome thoughts will always come up. Meditation is not about silencing your mind and silencing your thoughts. No one can do that. I mean, I'm sure there's some guys in the Himalayas who can do it, but not for the rest of us. It's about being aware of the thoughts that are coming through your mind and just observing them from a sense of detachment, a sense of distance, and without judgment. Let me say that again. It's about observing your thoughts without judgment. Do you know how often we all judge ourselves? Do you? Think about how many times you've judged yourself or talked down to yourself today. Your subconscious probably will block you from even knowing that number. It's tremendous. The neuroscience and psychology behind how we judge ourselves throughout the day is huge. So you just need to be aware of your thoughts. In meditation, whether you get 3 minutes in, 5 minutes, Abraham Hicks says the lucky number is 17, and I'm kind of with her on that. Some kind of magic happens at the 17-minute drop. But you know what? Do what you can. Go for three. Go for two if you can't even get to three. And at least question the why. Why is it so difficult for you to sit down and be still with yourself? Why? Do you think that maybe subconsciously that is impacting other aspects of your life? Maybe. Meditation is a practice of breath. It is a practice of stillness. It is a practice of awareness. But it, most importantly, it is a practice of bringing you back to you. It's one of the most important gifts you can give yourself. Now, I am not one of these personal development queens who like runs around saying, I meditate every single day. It's the first thing I do when I get up and the last thing I do before I go to, you know, right before I go to sleep and this, that. Listen, I'm full of fucking flaws and I curse like a sailor. I can tell you that when I do meditate, I always am my best self that day. And I try. I try to do it daily. And if I can't do it daily, then I go for a very long walk and I pray. Prayer is a type of meditation. Well, they go hand in hand, but I'm not going to go into that. When you begin to meditate, it feels shocking because you're not used to being still and not having a tremendous amount of stimulus with you, right? You're practicing stillness, and it will be a shock to your system. You'll want to crawl out of your skin because the constant stimuli is a drug. I mean, social media, drug, dopamine hit. Yep. I know it. When I look on LinkedIn for my, if I got any likes, that's a hit. Because I practice meditation, I'm aware of that. Doesn't help. I shouldn't be looking. But I'm human and flawed. So meditation also works for medication. Meditation is medication. It also works when it's used for prevention, right? Before the actual stressful event. If you know how to ground and sit still and pause, when you know how to create space for pauses, then you won't be so quick to react during the day, even when you have a moronic motherfucker in front of you at work that you want to kill, because you will have known and practiced how to create that necessary space. Corporate work is insane. I have never been in an environment where I've seen grown-ass adults, many of them millionaires, act like freaking children. It's absurd. Worked in finance, but taking that aside, all corporate work is somewhat insane. Passive aggressive emails, like just the nonsense that you go through. But when you meditate, you are able to create space so that you do not react. You're able to create pauses between you and the event such that you're like, okay, here's my thought. It's coming through. This guy's a motherfucker and I want to kill him. I really wish I could just, I don't know, slap him upside the head with a stapler. Okay, there's the thought. It's going, it's going, it's going, it's gone. And here I still am. Here I am grounded. Here I am grounded. Here I am grounded. It's a grounding exercise. And it's fucking difficult. Definitely difficult at first. But if you do 3 minutes every day, 3 minutes every day, 3 minutes every day, and then eventually it becomes effortless. I use breath work, which is certainly a part of the meditative practice. I use breath work every single day to calm my nervous system. If I have a history of, certainly before law school and sure shit after having $250,000 of student loan debt, of tremendous anxiety. And only when I got into breath work was I really able to utilize an effective tool to lower anxiety without medication, without having to rely on a drug. I would get massive anxiety attacks. I would have anxiety attacks and sit on the floor for hours, which is not pleasant. Meditation produces a sense of ease with practice, with practice, with practice. Try it every 3 minutes every day. Also, look at some of the science behind it. Like the recent MRIs that have come out, especially in the last 5 to 7 years, they show that there is brain enhancement through meditation. Let me repeat that. The MRIs that have come out in the last 5 to 7 years, the science shows that meditation enhances your brain. It enhances your ability for single-minded focus. So, on that end, I am going to attempt to do a bit of meditation with you now. No idea if you'll like it or not, but we'll give it a little whirl. Meditate with me. Breathe with me. Let's both try. Feet on the ground. Roll your shoulders up and down. Feel the weight of the ground beneath your feet. Bring yourself into the room. Bring yourself into the space. I want you to start taking deep inhales through your belly. Slow it all down. Be present with me. Inhale. Hold at the top for 4 seconds. Exhale. Create a rhythm in your breath. Inhale. Big, deep inhale. Hold at the top. And exhale. Roll your shoulders up and down. Try and create some more length between your shoulders and your ears. Get your neck nice and long. Inhale. Hold at the top. Exhale. Inhale. Hold at the top. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Feel your palms on the tops of your thighs. Turn your palms up. Just focus on the breath. I know there's 8 million thoughts going through your head. What am I going to have for dinner? Who's texting me? Am I supposed to be at a dinner tomorrow night? Fuck, I forgot to send that email. I know the thoughts. Become aware of your thoughts. Just let them float by you. Inhale. Hold at the top. Exhale. Inhale again. Hold at the top. And exhale. Listen to the song. Inhale again. This is not a perfect meditation, and I am not a perfect teacher, but I'm with you. Keep going back to the breath. When you can find stillness within yourself, you can tap into an infinite power. That is the point. To bring you back to you. One more minute. You're doing great. Inhale. Hold at the top. Exhale. Inhale through the nose. Hold at the top. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Big inhale through the belly. Hold at the top. And exhale. Okay. You can move around and wiggle. Listen, I have no idea if that would have worked because I'm playing the music off my phone and doing it through a microphone, and I'm not a tech person attempting to be a podcaster at the moment. But in my imperfection, there is perfection. In your imperfection, there is perfection. The power is in the presence. And the more you practice meditation, the more present you'll become. I love you. Go and breathe. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.